This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
It is 7:42 and a new study shows one in three Americans can't afford health care or prescriptions. Joining us to talk about it is Dr. Bill Hennessy. He is the Chief Billing Integrity Officer with Care Guide. Good morning, Dr. Hennessy. I'm first very impressed that there is a Chief Integrity Officer.
Yeah, you know what? Good morning. I'm pretty certain that United Healthcare and others similar to them don't have one of those.
A lot being said in that. I know United Healthcare now is being sued by a group of investors. So let's talk about this study. I think for some people, that number is shocking, that one in three Americans can't afford healthcare. Is this an increase from what we've seen in the past?
I think in the past half dozen years or so, it's similar. But that means it's a big problem. I'm going to double that number. Two out of three Americans delay or don't get care for fear of a surprise bill and predatory billing. So it's staggering.
And so what are companies doing to, or if they're doing anything, to cut the cost of healthcare in a way so that more people can afford to get the services they need? And I'm assuming these are not elective procedures. I'm assuming this is basic healthcare.
Correct. Let's separate healthcare from health insurance because they've been blended to bamboozle us. What do I mean by that? We should never be asked to provide an insurance card for a doctor visit or blood work or a chest x-ray or a mammogram as what you spoke to, routine care. So we should be just paying cash for that. That would save us money. There'd be no hidden price. You'd have a fee-for-service transaction and no surprise predatory billing. And the second thing, I'll pause. Everybody needs to realize the most expensive place that we can get routine care is the hospital. Don't go to the hospital unless you need hospitalized. Non-hospital facilities for blood work, imaging, or elective surgery center care, like a gallbladder surgery or carpal tunnel release or a GI scope, if they're done in a surgery center, they cost a half or third. So stay away from the hospital.
Your company helps people negotiate bills. I think a lot of people don't even realize that they can negotiate hospital bills or healthcare bills. Is that correct?
I think they're too intimidated. I think a lot of people know that if they said something, they can get a little bit of something off. But it's meant to be frustrating and confusing to make you open up your wallet. So people just don't want to try.
So what should people do to that end? You know, and how does somebody say this bill is outrageous and feel confident about that? Because I think most people feel that paying $70 for an aspirin, for example, would be outrageous. But there are some other things that may not be so common sense.
Well, we got to put our foot down and realize how, again, we're being bamboozled. Two out of three doctors are employed by hospitals, and the hospital administrators put in their electronic medical record system only hospital-based options. So they're forcing you to go to their hospital locations. You need to open up your mouth and say, I'm going to go off campus. I need affordable care. I need to know the price of care. And it'll cost less. You actually have to say that to your doctor because your doctor's being threatened. Don't send anywhere else or else we're going to fire you. That's what's behind the scenes. Second, always call and ask for the cash price. Get the first name, last name of who you spoke with. Get it in writing. If you have insurance, get the insurance price second. If they give you the insurance price first, they refuse to give you the cash price. It's a game they play. It's wrong. We have a right to know the price of care ahead of time, and we should do so. And last, always ask for an itemized bill, a little precious gem. Under the HIPAA privacy-compliant federal law, your itemized bill is your medical record. It's your property available to you at no cost. Shame on all 5,700 hospitals telling us we have to ask for it and sometimes still saying no. But I would never pay a bill in the thousands of dollars without knowing what I'm paying for. get an itemized bill, the name of every care item. It's your federal right under privacy law.
Dr. Bill Hennessy with Care Guide, thank you so much for enlightening us.
In one way or another, it obviously has an impact on all of us because we've all faced that bill that comes in the mail or the questions that will happen to come, whether it's us or a child or a parent or a guardian or a loved one. Bill, thank you.